This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Unless you're part of the younger generation, the name Patrick Stump may not mean anything. It didn't mean anything for me until I looked up some information, and he and his pop group Fall Out Boy had been a huge success, formed as an American punk rock band in around about 2001. Millions of young folk, teenagers, got to know Patrick's name and his band. And then he went solo in 2011 and has in fact visited this country. But all didn't go as planned, and his solo album was not very widely accepted. He had been, as a teenager, overweight, and he actively lost weight. And when he was interviewed by the press, this is what he said: "I almost gave up and I wanted to leave the music scene. I had a change of lifestyle. I got into some exercise, but I was sick of being called the fat friend. No one," he said, "is really happy being fat. You get there because you're not dealing with something. But when you deal with stuff, you lose weight." That's what he said, Patrick Stump. And on his blog, he wrote how fans who once had adored him turned on him. They yelled at him. They liked him better when he was overweight. They even sent threatening letters to him at home and told him that he was a nobody anymore. "I can't be 18 again," he said. "I hate waking up every morning knowing that I'm disappointing so many people. I hate feeling like the awkward adult husk of a discarded, once cute child actor." That's what he said in his blog. Now, I felt this was a very sad statement. And it means that no matter who you are, whether you're famous, well-known, or a celebrity, no one wants to be not appreciated. We all want to be valued and appreciated. We want to be respected for who we are. And when that doesn't happen, as that happened for Patrick Stump, this can be a devastating and crippling experience and can cause us to really be depressed and have these strong feelings of inferiority. I wonder if you've ever been through a time like that. And unfortunately, in today's living, there's much rudeness. It's a culture where many people are rude. I mean, you just drive on roads around this city for a while, and you'll soon experience for yourself, everyone's in this hurry. They're looking after themselves, and they vent their anger on a poor, unsuspecting motorist who might do the wrong thing, or a pedestrian who crosses the crossing at the wrong time. I mean, and so we can end up feeling, saying, well, does anyone really appreciate me for who I am? Now, I want to say this morning that God says to you, "I love you and I appreciate you. After all, I created you. You're special to me." In the Old Testament, David wrote this, how precious, about God actually, "How precious are your thoughts for me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." That's the words of David in Psalm 139:17-18. They are tremendous words, because in those words from the Bible, the psalmist tells us that God's thoughts toward us are even outnumber the grains of sand on the seashore. And how many grains of sand on the seashore? Well, your Father, your loving Heavenly Father, created you, who numbered all your days, is thinking about you all the time. Now, isn't that an amazing statement? He never stops thinking about you, because the mind of God is full of thoughts about you and me. They're not thinking, or he's not thinking of condemnation and judgment, but thoughts of love and adoration. So how precious are God's thoughts towards you? I think that's probably the most important statement that you'll hear, that God thinks about you. The God of the universe, who created the universe, thinks about you. He remembers you. He keeps you in mind. He knows who you are, where you are, and not for one second are we ever lost or forgotten. God's heart is so big that no one ever gets lost in that shuffle. And it's a great thing. And tomorrow, I just want to take this a bit further. Dear God, I thank you for those people who encourage us, the people who cheer us up, who show us hope. I pray that you'll bless them, Lord, with your special touch. Be with them today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.